Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back and happy new year again.
Yes, 2025, it's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
So with that in mind, we were like resolutions, not resolutions, goals, not setting goals. So
being successful at setting goals.
We got it. So we're going to have a little bit of a resolutions versus goals conversation.
Yeah, I like it.
Ready to dive in?
I'll dive in.
All right. Let's uncork and unwind. All right. So Nikita.
Denise.
If you had to choose.
Okay.
Between giving yourself a resolution or setting goals for the year, which would you prefer?
I think I'd rather set a goal for the year versus a resolution. And I say that because I think that resolutions have such a negative stigma to them. Where
I'm going to ask you to elaborate what you mean by negative stigma.
Everyone sets resolutions. 2025, it's a new year. Woo, new year resolutions. And then you fail after 2 weeks. Where I feel like goal setting, it has a positive connotation to it where like, okay, you can set these goals and they're going to be achievable, which is what you should be doing for your resolutions. Mm-hmm. But we don't, because I feel like when we set resolutions, we make them so broad and we say, we're going to lose 50 pounds. All right, that's a lot. Like, how am I losing 50
What's
pounds?
What's your metric system? How are you measuring this?
Right. And I think that's a problem with the two things, right? Mm-hmm. Resolutions are just very, I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be more proactive with my friendships and having conversations and whatever, right?
Okay.
Those are also vague and broad.
Right, because there's no action items that are attached to it.
Right.
Okay. Just want you to know, I'm team goals as well.
Oh, hey, team goals.
I realize setting resolutions, even when it comes down to, Catholics that have Lent, well, Christians, mm-hmm. when they have Lent, they give something up. Mm-hmm. I learned a long time ago, why the hell am I giving something up? When once Lent is over, I go back to it, and I go back to it frantically like a fiend.
Because you want it.
Right.
I gave up chocolate. I need the chocolate.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I stopped doing that, and I said, okay, how about I go, and because the idea and the goal, and going to loop right back to resolutions and goals. The goal of it is to be able to become more enriched or more in line in religion, right?
Yes.
Be more centered, more focused, mm-hmm. more connected.
Absolutely.
So why not do the actual thing that I'm supposed to do and become more connected? So I took advantage of that let me read a story of someone in the Bible that I've never really heard the full story and get the message out of it.
Oh, okay. I like
and
that.
And from that, my favorite
changed.
No. My favorite story from the Bible that I appreciate and I use it and I love it dearly is the Prayer of Jabez. Right? Good one. It's a small little book. I read it in less than 40 days because
Did you say 40 days?
It's 40 days.
Oh, so it's not that you. Okay, never mind. I in my brain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
So, and they say you form a habit within 21 days.
Yes.
So, with the resolution, it's like, okay, I want to do this, but like you said, being so vague, being so broad, you're not setting yourself up to have something, okay, this per day, this is what I need to do. Per week, this is what I need to do. Per month, this is what I need to do to be consistent, right? Consistency is key when it comes
yes,
to it.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I feel with goal setting, because you want it so bad, you want to attain it so bad, you want it to become a part of you so bad,
mm-hmm.
you kind of set that frame. Even if it's not day by day, there's some measure of week by
of
week.
Of how you're doing it.
Or month to month.
My thing also is that I feel goal setting is... can happen at any point, any time, any way. And then when you're talking about resolutions, it's saying, well, it has to start on January 1st, 2020, whatever, or 1997, right? I don't know. I picked a random.
1997.
I don't know. I just picked a random year. 97 sounded good to me.
It was a good year.
It was. Actually, I don't know what happened in 97.
Let's not do any calculations there.
What? I was in a grade. Don't ask me what. So
that could have been the top of my seventh grade or the end of my seventh grade.
Or maybe we're not, maybe it's not seventh grade and we're wrong. So it could be anything. Mm. Right. We don't know.
So you want to take a jab?
Tell me.
And what the top five New Year's resolutions are?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Drink more water.
I'll put that under one of them.
Okay. Lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about this.
So you got two so far.
So there's three more.
Mm-hmm.
So then is another one, read more?
No.
Ew. Sorry. It should be one. Don't do that. Is another one, follow a diet plan or eat healthier?
That falls in this one, the water.
Oh, so is it a clean diet? Is that what it is? Eat healthier, clean diet. Okay. Is one of them use my PTO?
No.
Right? That's awful. Maybe I just have different thought process. Okay. Is one of them, this is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be talk more to my family? Build those relationships?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got two more.
Travel more?
Nope.
Ah. Guys, fix your resolutions, okay? We need to, yes, I'm all about eating healthier, but let's use your vacation. Let's read more books, travel more. I need stamps in my
that
passport.
That sounds very individualized.
It is. I want to travel more and stamp more in my passport. Okay.
Okay.
I need two more.
Yeah.
Can we exercise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's four.
Four. So I need one more. Can I get a hint on the last one?
We talked about it in 2024.
Peppa Pot.
Peppa Pot?
Peppa Pot. Cook more.
Nope.
Oh.
It was part of the conversation in Peppa Pot.
Shit.
Not shit.
I'm trying to think now.
It was a dual conversation.
It was a dual conversation. Getting a citizenship in another country. I don't know. Like,
when did we mention...
I don't know.
What did we mention getting dual citizenship? I mean, given what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks.
Maybe we need to. That should be a resolution.
It's not.
Tell me what it
is. Okay. So, top five.
Okay.
Saving more money.
Oh. Yeah, I should have known
yep.
that. Yeah.
One in five U.S. adults plan to save more. Exercise more. 17% of people in America plan to exercise more, eating healthier, that's 19% of people, losing weight, 15% of people, and spending more time with family and friends, that's 14% of people.
What's the biggest percentage you said?
The biggest percent, they didn't give me a percentage for saving money, but it's the one that came up as the top.
So
in terms of percentages, the highest percentage was 19, and then exercise came in at 17, and losing weight 15, which I think all three of them can be looped on as one.
I think so as well.
But yeah, those are considered the top five.
So I
an additional so sorry, hold on. An additional mm-hmm. honorable mentions are quitting smoking, getting organized, learning a new skill or hobby, living life to the fullest, traveling more, reading more. But they're honorable mentions.
They should be top mentions. First off, did I tell you that my reading goal last year was 40 books?
Where are you? Well, where were you when you ended 2024?
When I ended 24, I was at 80 books. So this year I said I'm going to read 100 books.
Okay.
I've read 3 books so far.
Clearly it can be done.
I'm so excited. Okay.
By the way, I finished Fucking Around. I said pucking, like a puck, hockey puck.
Puck. Every go read Pucking Around.
If you want to.
If you
dare.
If you're in that genre of reading like us. Okay.
Yes.
I read Pucking Wild.
Oh, that's the next part of it?
Sure. Whatever the next book is, I read it.
Okay.
That was the book that I read when I couldn't sleep.
Oh.
So I read it in one night.
You read it or you did like me?
No, I read it in one night.
I e-booked it.
Okay.
I no longer have the patience nor the time to read like I used to. I used to like flipping pages. I like the smell of a new book. So what?
I have a book with me today.
Yeah. I listen. I audible. So So my next question to you is...
Okay. Let's circle back.
Mm-hmm. Unless you had something. No, I cut you off.
I don't know what I was going to say, so it's fine.
You sure?
I don't remember.
Okay. I was telling you about the honorable mentions.
Guys, those honorable mentions should not be honorable mentions. Okay. Because realistically, losing weight, eating healthy can be one.
Yeah.
In my book. Mm-hmm. I forget what else we said. But I think travel more and using vacation should be up there as well.
Yeah. You
know, the percentage of
people don't use their PTO.
They don't. And while I'm no longer in corporate America, which makes me so excited, I remember talking to people who wanted to roll over vacation, which I'm all for. And I get it if your company does it, roll over vacation. So you have that little cushion.
To do longer
vacations in the following year, right? But at the end of the day, if you're making 120 hours of vacation and that's your PTO bank and you can roll over, let's say 80, you should maybe be rolling over a week of vacation. Mm. Why are you not taking advantage of those 5 weeks of vacation that you have and you're not going anywhere?
Yeah.
Use your vacation, people. Please use your vacation. Yeah. Get stamps in your passport.
At the end of the day,
get a passport.
When something happens to you, they're so quick to replace you. They will put that posting up so fast. They're going to forget that you were there.
Facts. They don't know about you no more. Once you're gone, you're gone. Who cares? Use your vacation.
That part.
I don't know if that's what I wanted to say, but it triggered me.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Denise. I'm sorry.
So my next question to you was going to be,
okay,
did you set yourself a 2025
nope
resolution and or goal? And if so, what were they?
Okay. So I didn't set a 2025 resolution.
Okay.
I did set a goal for myself. Mm-hmm. So my husband decided, we've been talking about it, and he got me like a portable sauna.
I didn't hear that, but go ahead. I heard something else when you were saying portable. I don't know why. Go ahead.
Get out the gutter. Get out the gutter. A portable sauna, not a portable stroller. Is that what you heard? Okay, sauna. And the health benefits of it is that I definitely struggle to go to sleep. Like, yeah. I will be on my phone or I'm reading a book. That's what I'm on my phone doing probably is reading a book.
Okay.
So I'm reading or doing something. So then I stay up and I need to go to sleep.
Okay.
And I struggle to go to sleep. Ibrahim gets in the bed 5 minutes later. He's gone. I get into bed. It takes me an hour.
And you dawdle.
I dawdle. It takes me an hour. Even when he's there, I go to sleep faster, but I'm still awake. So the sauna is supposed to help
relax.
Right.
And wire you down. Because I'm wired too when I get in the bed. Like he, I'm so wired.
Because
usually I'm like editing or preparing the post for the next day. I'm the editor for our visual stuff and she's the editor for our audible stuff.
Hi.
Fair share of work, right?
Yeah. I'm bad at posting.
He got himself these, I don't even want to call it a night mask because it's not your typical nightmare.
He got one of them fancy ones.
He got one of the ones that, like, you know, like those new AirPod, not AirPods, the Air headphones.
Wait,
the Mac, the Apple.
Yes,
they look like that, but for the eyes. So it kind of like suctions and blocks any view of light to come in. I'm like, how disrespectful are you?
He says you be up on your phone,
right?
With lights on, and he can't go to sleep. Sir, it's not that bad. I promise.
It's not.
Close right,
and I put the earpiece in my ear so he doesn't have to hear the sounds.
Sir, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. But then again, he does wake up at 5 something in the morning.
So does my husband.
I'm saying, you know how many times I've listened? Anyway, I digress. Sorry, guys. We'll edit that.
We won't.
it'll become a teaser.
It will. Exactly. Welcome. What was I saying?
We're talking about goals.
So.
And he got you a sauna.
So my goal is to go into the sauna daily.
How do you, now I'm intrigued.
Okay. Should we put a picture here for the sauna?
Yeah, well, can we?
Sauna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yo, you can tell that we're fresh because we just all shenanigans today. Shenanigans.
How big is it?
Oh, okay. So
it's not that, you got to put it in your house.
Remember, it's portable. So like realistically, it's taller than me. Mm-hmm. It's taller than Ibrahim. So let's say it's about 8 feet.
Taller than Ibrahim?
Yeah.
So it's tall.
It's not tall. It's like 8 feet. 8 feet tall.
You have 8 feet high ceilings?
Yeah. Maybe it's like 6 feet tall because it's in an alcove. My ceiling does one of those things. Okay. Maybe it's 6 feet, 6 or 7 feet tall. It's not that tall. Came with a chair. And it's meant for the corner. So a corner, it caddies into the corner.
Okay.
So it's you know, this shape and then it curves this way. I don't know. Let's say it's 6 feet tall, 4 feet by 4 feet. Not even. 2 by 3 maybe. It's not that big.
Okay.
It's in our bedroom. It's tucked away in a corner.
Oh.
Like it's small. It's not okay. It's not as big.
That was practical.
So like when you if you open in any size door, you open your door, I don't see it. So it's the size of my door.
Okay.
Any bedroom door, any door in general, size of your door. So it's behind and it plugs into the outlet. You put water in it. You let it run for like 5 minutes. Mm. And it gets hot.
Say that again.
It gets hot. Hot.
That's definitely going to become an edit to put.
Hot. Yo, it's the shenanigans today. It's the shenanigans.
I think you guys like that, though.
They do. Okay. I like it. So if you don't like it, I like it. So it gets nice and toasty. Mm-hmm. They say that you shouldn't be in there for more than 20 minutes. So I think.
Yeah, you want to keep your eggs.
What?
Your eggs or your sperm, I don't know. Too much heat is not good. Oh,
really?
Yeah, too much heat isn't good.
Oh, I love the heat. Anyway, so I've done it once or twice now.
Okay, and how effective has it been?
I don't know, because I was awake all yesterday.
Ooh.
But I think I need to get my life together. I was awake because it was a real sort of thing. So on Sunday, I went to go visit my mom. And as I was getting ready to go visit my mom, I realized I was cooking chicken downstairs because she gave me jerk chicken to cook. Mm. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot. It's in the oven. I got to go check it. And I stepped in a wet spot and I fell.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Aww.
But I went down. So I went down.
No, you got to be cooking with that.
I went down and got back up and I said I was okay.
We was wobbling, but don't go down.
I went down. Okay, I went down hard. There was no wobble. It was a straight fall. So I said I was fine. I wasn't fine. By the time I got back to the house, my ankle's not swollen, but Ibrahim thinks that I strained a muscle because
it hurt.
It did. It's fine today. But it hurt on Sunday night, so Sunday into Monday, which is why I couldn't sleep
because
it was hurting me. So then I was just up, which is why I was. Then I passed out last night. It was beautiful.
Okay, but did you do the sauna last night?
No, I went home and sleep because I was that tired.
Okay,
so I will do the sauna tonight, and then I will try and continue moving forward.
Yes. Drop a comment below. We want to know how effective was it. For people like me and you who are wired when we're ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, let me know. It's supposed to be effective.
You let us know.
Oh, I will let you know. In like 2 weeks, though. Did you make a goal, Denise? Or did you make a resolution for yourself?
Yes. Yes. I do not do resolutions. Reason being, because I want it to be consistent. I just don't want it to be temporary. It's okay, guys. We're excited. It's a new year. Refresh. We're giddy. Bask in it with us.
Enjoy it.
So I did. I actually sat with my other business partner. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The one I share her with.
Yes. Okay. And we set goals so I have a very good rhythm going in New York with my clients.
Yes.
And I appreciate every single one of my clients, New York and New Jersey.
Okay.
However, that took some time, and now I'm at a place where I'm like, this is a good rhythm.
Okay.
I need to get that same rhythm here. And so part of that is being more intentional, the word I was looking for, being more intentional with marketing myself to gain more clients. So that this way, your sister's booked and busy. And at this point, I'm actually starting to come out of the imposter syndrome a little bit.
Yay!
Where I'm just like, okay, no holds bar.
You got
either
it,
love
sis.
Me or you don't. You either like yes. my style or you don't like my style.
I like
and
it.
Stop looking, just book.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, so that's the goal. The goal is to make sure that every week, because right now I have a gap week in the, every
what?
Month. Every month I have a gap week.
In Jersey.
Where
that's the week I book.
Mm-hmm. That's the week a lot of people book, sadly. Well, really? When I say people like that,
mm-hmm.
like
yes.
the arrangement.
Yes.
So it doesn't help.
So it doesn't help. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So you need to get those, you need to get people to book who are looking. And you also need to build the people that are looking to stop just looking.
Yes.
Okay. So circling back with this, right? I have a goal.
Mm-hmm.
You have a goal.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely attainable goals.
Right.
So what are the metrics that you have given yourself? I'm going to talk more about like how you can set those metrics. But
okay.
What are the metrics you've given yourself to obtain your goal?
So... post not necessarily posting more, but posting more content that's outside of my comfort zone. So going live.
Oh, okay.
once a day, posting my link just in the stories, because people are paying attention to stories now more than the algorithms be changing, and it's being able to keep up with the algorithms, right? So I know a lot of people pay attention to stories.
Okay.
People look at feeds. But they scroll faster, and they're not clicking from real to book. They would click faster from a story to book.
Okay.
Right? B-roll, giving information content, letting people know that I am knowledgeable.
You are knowledgeable.
And then she and I even made goals separately from the individual, but for the salon itself. And
okay.
So that's creating content that people can access. In terms of education.
In terms of meaning.
So if you are a nail tech, wherever you are, whether it's day one for you or day 35 for you, and there's something new or fresh you wanted to learn,
mm-hmm.
she has a subject matter expert that she has.
Okay.
I have subject matter that I have. And we would merge the two for people to gain access, you know,
yes.
pay for
okay.
access.
I understand.
And reasonable. Not everyone has $350 or plus dollars
that
to
part.
Go to a class.
That part.
Right? But if you have time on a day that is your day off and you want to take, you know, a $35 virtual class.
Why not?
On how to do nail prep or understand the difference between the bits. Sometimes people don't know the difference between, like nail techs who's been doing it for years,
mm-hmm.
they're comfortable with what they're comfortable with.
And they don't know what the purpose of each one is.
Right. So breaking that down.
Okay.
Or, you know, I had to, you know, I saw somebody and she was like not cleaning her bits the proper way. And I'm like, here's the ways, which I don't understand because you got to go through this in school.
You
but
do.
Whatever. So
but what
yes.
if she's not licensed?
Exactly. So those were some of the things. And then that's why I had mentioned to you, I think I reached out to you and I was like, we need to sit and we need to make goals.
We do.
As well.
We do.
So, yeah. I think that sometimes it's not just seeing the end results people want to see. Sometimes people want to see other facets of what you know.
I mean, think about it. I remember you had that one post where you were showing us how you clean. And you said that was like,
yeah,
got
that
so
took,
many
that
hits.
Took like over, that had like 4,000 and something hits.
Right.
Versus me posting a really nice set and it's 350 views.
We want to know. I mean, I guess it's also the education behind it, right? I definitely want to know what you're doing behind the scenes.
Yeah, when I'm not there.
Right.
But I also, and I had a client, what was it? This past weekend. She's like, I appreciate that you're doing that in front of me. I was cleaning in front of her. She was soaking. She had a pedicure. So mm-hmm. her.
She was taking a minute.
She was taking a minute. I was letting the polish soak off of her pedicure. I already cleaned it. And mm-hmm. I was taking it out of the barber side.
Okay.
I was drying them and getting ready to put them in an autoclave. And she was like, I appreciate you doing that in front of me. Cause like, I don't know what you're doing. Cause they typically, those places, you know, that you go to that are, we'll call them chop shops.
Okay.
They do everything in the back where you can't see.
So you don't really know.
Right.
But I want to know, cause what, how do I know it's really clean? Because isn't it one of those things? I remember I used to go get my nails done when I was a kid. And my mom always used to say, be careful where you go and don't let them cut your cuticles because that's how you get infections and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And I didn't listen to her. I didn't get an infection, thankfully. But
yeah,
I've never seen them clean because anything.
Because if I use a utensil on you and then go use it on me, I don't know what you have. Nor do I know what the person before you had to be able to cross-contaminate. And that's why I make sure, and I do it in front of every single person, I open them. After they come out of the autoclave, I have gloves or maybe a towel, and I take the
What's an autoclave?
An autoclave is...
Not to cut you off.
No, that's fine. So it's technically something that they do in... It's a hospital-grade form of... not sterilization. Yes, I'm sorry.
Disinfection?
Sterilization.
Okay.
It is sterilization, where it is the highest form of being able to remove any type of germs, microbes, and spores. So anything that you want to eliminate that can cross-contaminate and give you germs, fungus, whatever, MRSA, whatever, it eliminates it all. It's the highest grade.
Okay.
So there's supposed to be three steps. I like that I'm doing this little education piece. Thanks, guys. So welcome. Three steps. You need to cleanse, which is washing with a mild soap.
Washing the tools.
Washing the tools.
Okay.
Rinsing them. Then you put it in Barbicide. Barbicide disinfects. But it does not eliminate all living organisms that can be cross-contaminated.
Barbicide is what they like use in the barbershops, right?
Right.
That blue stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
There's also Leucocide, which is pink. Leucocide also covers COVID-19, so I use the pink one.
Okay. I don't Barbicide know. Barbicide does not.
I don't know if it does.
Well, that came before, so. Okay.
Yeah. And once it's been disinfected from the Barbicide, you dry it because you don't want to put in an autoclave wet. That's what makes it turn.
Turn?
Color. Brown. Rust.
Okay.
So you want to make sure it's completely dry.
Okay.
And the best towel to use is a microfiber towel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put in the autoclave, 120 degrees or higher for 20 minutes.
So it's hot, this autoclave thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can burn your hand if you touch it too when it's done.
Yeah. Ooh, I've accidentally done that. And it's like my whole entire thumbprint melted into one. That was not fun. So I let it sit there for a while. Or I open up the lid to let it cool.
Okay.
And then for like maybe a couple of minutes and then close it. And then when I'm ready to put them in the packages, that's where I was getting at. When I'm ready to put them in the packages, I use a glove or I use the microfiber towel and put them
in
to package it. And then when I'm ready.
You do a lot behind the scenes.
Yes. Yeah. And so when I'm ready to use it on somebody, you're getting a fresh new, never been used on anybody. I love to use the warm ones on people because people know exactly where they came from. They literally came from the autoclave onto their hand.
And it feels nice.
A little bit.
Okay. That's so interesting. Yep. That's a lot though.
Yep. And that's not just the nippers and the cuticle and the scissors when I use a brush manicure. That's also the little
bits. The bits and everything. That's a lot.
Yep. Even the brush. The only thing is the brush can't go into autoclave. So the last step for it is the
Barbicide. Yeah, because it'll melt.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would melt something by accident.
And that is why I'm going to knock on wood. In the last 3 years, I have yet to have anyone come to me and say that I got an infected cuticle.
No, because you take care of all your stuff.
And this is why you should book. Shameless plug.
Put it in there. Yes. Book. The link will be down below.
Okay. And I will tell you anything. I will educate you if you have a question. I'm not afraid.
She will.
And if I don't know the answer, I will tell you. I don't know the answer.
But I'm going to get back to you on it. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So circling back now. Mm-hmm. So you've set these goals. I've set a goal for myself. So now the difference, as we mentioned, between resolutions and goal setting is the fact that you're giving yourself these metrics. Oh, did I ask how your metrics were? Okay. You're giving yourself these action items so that you can then move forward and hit the check mark. So as I was reading, one of the things that I love about it is that when you're doing this, it says that you should habit stack.
What's that?
I love this. So habit stacking is when you're already doing something and you stack your new habit on top of it. Mm-hmm. So part of this for me is that when I go to bed at night or as I'm getting ready for sleep, I wash my face and I floss. I do all those good things, right? So now what I'm going to do first is I'm going to use the sauna and I'm gonna stack it in front instead of behind, which you technically should stack behind, but I'm gonna stack it in front. So then afterwards, I go do all of those things and get it done. So I'm gonna see if that works. It may not.
I made that face, you know why?
Because it may not work for me.
I'm just thinking, like,
okay.
If it's supposed to relax you, you're now waking yourself up by doing those action items afterwards.
Oh, no, but I have to because you're going to get sweaty from the sauna. I have to rinse.
Got it.
I have to.
Okay. I'm just thinking of your pores opening up and then now you're about to wake yourself up.
Mm-mm. Okay. I have to because I'm definitely not getting my bed sweaty.
See, you learn something new every day. I wasn't thinking about it in that capacity, but okay.
Another thing that I'm going to do, so my goal is to continue to take my vitamins. I sometimes
I need to do that.
I fall off on my vitamins sometimes. Like, if I have it, I'm fine with it. And then sometimes there's a point where I run out of my vitamins.
So then I stop. And you see it coming. You see that it's getting low. You just haven't done the replenishment. I totally have been there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So part of it is that I'm going to be a little bit more mindful. I'm going to make sure that I have my vitamins on stock.
Okay.
But on top of that, I have turmeric. And I don't like taking big pills if I don't have to. So turmeric comes in a powder. So what I'm going to do is, as I sit and eat my breakfast, I'm going to set aside my vitamins with me as part of on my breakfast plate. I can't miss it. There's no way I'm going to miss it if it's on my plate. On top of that, I have a coffee almost every morning. My turmeric is going to go into my coffee.
Okay. You won't really taste it.
You won't.
Is it gritty?
So at the bottom, it gets gritty. So what I do is I have a spoon and I'm going to continuously stir and drink.
Okay.
And at the bottom, I'm just going to suck it up.
Okay.
I've done it before and I was good. I finished my whole bottle and then I didn't buy a new one.
I used to, and this is where, again, consistency is key.
Consistency.
I had gotten sick.
Mm-hmm.
In my mid to late 20s.
So 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I used to, my mother is very into her natural organic tea, like dries the tea leaves and sets it there for the year because she used to grow it in the garden.
Okay.
We ain't talking about CBD, but anyway.
I wasn't even go there. I was thinking lavender and mint.
Yes.
And one ashwagandha,
yeah, all that type of stuff.
Okay.
And so one of them is called Cure for All. Look it up. There's a different name in Creole. I can't pronounce it to you guys. I'd butcher it. Semi-contra. There we go. Okay. Semi-contra.
You got it.
Don't know how that translates into English other than cure for all.
Okay.
And so I would boil it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd leave it in a pitcher, leave it in the fridge, and every morning just take a shot.
Is it red?
No.
So I found out.
Disgusting.
Oh.
But it's like, I'm not even going to call it, it's not a colonic, but it's like literally what
it's
it is.
Cleanse.
It's a cure for all. Literally.
So you should do that more.
Yeah. I need to do that more. It's a degreaser. It's making sure that your health is okay. It's. Yeah.
It's just resetting everything in your body.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I need to go back to doing that. That and I've used to do yoga every morning. Don't do that anymore. And just, again, the lie of telling myself I'm going to exercise every day. It's a lie. It is a lie. I know it's a lie. Because I'm just so tired. I just don't have the patience. So I at least do a 10-minute meditation every morning.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah. Before I physically get out the bed, I do a 10-minute meditation. It gives me that last-minute snooze.
So what they also say, jumping on that, is that you need accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have a partner and accountability to help you. I'm going to help.
Okay.
You're going to do 10-minute meditation, but then you're going to do bed yoga.
There's bed yoga? Don't tempt me with a good time.
There's bed yoga.
I was going to wake up earlier.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You can do it before you go to sleep. So bed yoga, and it could be like 10 minutes, and it engages your core, and then you can go to sleep because you'll be tired because you engaged your core. Let's work on that. Okay.
I don't think you're going to know what my brain was just thinking about just now.
I don't think I want to either. I think I'm afraid. Let's engage your core with bed yoga.
I don't like the phrase. Because my brain goes somewhere else with engagement.
I don't want to talk anymore. Okay. So on top of that, they say that you should start small. So don't try and give yourself 50 things to do. It should be that you're doing one.
Okay.
And when you accomplish the one,
move on to the next.
Then you can add on. You can habit stack. And then it, of course, we talk about it, sets specific goals for yourself with actual metrics that you can say that you're going to go into the sauna daily. You set that goal daily. Check in with yourself after a month. Hey, have you actually did it daily, or was it that you did it three out of 5 days or 3 out of 7 days?
Three out of seven isn't bad.
No, it's not. 5 out of 7. So, like, just double check with yourself and maybe adjust your goal saying that, okay, well, you did
realistically.
You did it 3 out of 7. Can you do 4 out of 7?
Right.
And then it says the rule that we talked about takes 21 days to make the habit and then continue for 90 days to make it stick.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that.
It's a 21-90 rule.
Okay.
21 to create the habit, 90 for it to stick.
Okay.
And then the last one, it says the 3-3-3 rule, which I've never heard of. So this one's interesting.
Angel numbers.
Oh, it is. Huh. So it says to focus on your habit for 3 days. Okay. When you get past 3 days, oh, I've done it. Focus on it for 3 weeks. If you can do 3 weeks, focus it on 3 months. So it's taking your 21-90 rule and just making it more
truncated.
Yes.
It's doses.
It makes it like, oh, 3-3-3. I can do it for 3 days. Oh, I can do it for 3 weeks.
And 3 weeks for 3 days. Wait, 3 days each for 3 weeks.
What did you just say to me?
So in my brain, you said 3 days, right?
I said 3 days.
Right. If it's hard to commit to a full 7 days for 3 weeks, you can still do 3 days for 3 weeks consistently.
Yes. I understand. I picked it up. Yes, yeah. You can. So then you're giving yourself these small bite size of goals, which doesn't seem as daunting as losing 50 pounds.
Fair enough. Okay. So to backtrack to people who do
resolutions.
Tongue twister. So this is real fact checked, okay? Because we don't do none of that crap.
Okay, I'm ready.
According to CBS News, only about 25% of people keep their New Year's resolutions after 30 days.
Absolutely.
And less than 10% accomplish their goals. I don't want to group the word goals with this, but I get what they're going with it. So, men versus women, 40% of men keep theirs versus 30% of women. And people quit their resolutions before the end of January, and almost a quarter quit within the first week.
The first week, y'all.
Today's the 7th. This is literally the first week.
It is. So then 25% have quit. And if you have quit, that's okay.
Yeah.
Get yourself a goal. Write it down.
And then it says why people don't make resolutions. 56% of Americans who don't make resolutions say that they don't like to make them, which doesn't make sense. While 12% say they break them too easily.
I'm part of that 12% because I break it.
Yeah.
It's too broad. If I make a resolution and then I don't really sit down, it's just like you're speaking a proclamation. I am going to lose weight.
Yep. And then piggybacking off what you're saying, many resolutions fail because people expect to make big changes overnight, which is not sustainable.
It's true.
You
can't do it. Like, there's no way that you're going to say, I'm going to read more books. Did you pick up a book last year?
Nope.
How are you going to read more books if you didn't even pick up a book last year?
Nope. I remember the last resolution I ever made was the whole family thing, right? Mm-hmm. This is where my grandfather was living. And I was in college, and I said, and I'd work Sundays. Hey, Equinox on Greenwich, 14th Ave.
I worked at Equinox.
You did?
I did.
Oh, I was a spa girl.
Oh, I worked in the babysitting.
Oh, we didn't have a babysitting on mine. Oh,
we did.
Yeah.
God, they were bad kids.
I believe it. And so I worked every Sunday.
Okay.
And every Sunday, I set the time aside to call them. And I was consistent for a year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Until you hit your goal. You hit your resolution.
Yeah. Until I got comfortable and I worked. And work consumed. And then he was like, you don't call us anymore. And I'm like, yeah, I was busy with work.
Oh.
So this is why I don't make resolutions. Because it's not about just doing it just to do it. It's about making it a part of your living every day. This is my concept
of
resolutions. And why it's easier to goal set. Because at least with the goal, You even if you have action items and you attain it and you fall off the wagon, it's not like you can't get back on.
Resolution just seems so, again, it's January 1st. Well, I didn't do it this year. Right. I'm
I must
do
start
it.
Meditation.
Oh God, January 1st, meditate. But then you fall off.
Yeah.
So then it's like, all right, I'm gonna start January 1st next year. You're not setting yourself up for success here.
No, you're not. Mm-mm.
I don't know. I think that ultimately, so wait, back mm-hmm. to my last resolution that I set, I was actually successful at it. Mm-hmm. One of them at least. I think I did it 2 years ago and I was in the same boat. My family complains that I never call them.
Right.
It's true. I'm bad at it.
I'm bad.
I hate being on the phone. I'd rather text. It's all of those things combined. So I put it in my phone. I live by my calendar. Mm-hmm. My calendar literally says on one day a week,
call such and such.
Call whoever. And it's a reminder to myself. And I'm right. like, oh, yep. Okay. Call. And I know that I'm better if I call if I'm in the car. So that is also like a godsend for me because I used to have this very long commute. Mm. So then I'd call somebody.
Two to one. People don't like to hear that. Two birds, one stone.
But it works. Also, those memes that are it's very, very true. If I called you while I was driving and you ain't called me back and now I'm home, I'm not answering my phone.
How you hit it on the side? You double click?
I'm not talking to you. Yep. And it's not that I don't want to talk to you. I probably did want to talk to you. But now I'm home and I'm in my safe space or what
I'm
it
comfortable.
Is. Right.
And I don't want to be bothered. And the person I want to speak to is already on the phone with me.
Right. Or I came to the studio, so now I don't got time to talk.
Yeah.
That one boggles my brain. If I call somebody and I was driving into the studio and then you call me back, you knew where I was going. Why are you calling me as I'm teaching? Because whenever I talk to you, hey, I gotta go, I'm at the studio.
And then they wanna, what?
I'm at the studio.
You know what I do?
What do you do?
If my sister's listening, you didn't hear any of this. This is not towards you. This is towards everybody else. I put them on speaker. So if I'm in the middle of service with the client.
Okay.
I have my earpiece.
You do.
But if I'm in the middle of service with my client and I don't want to be rude, but you call me back to back, I pick up the second time you call me. Hi, you're on speaker.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to be on speaker.
No, no one ever wants to be on speaker. Sometimes I want to be on speaker. Hey, girl.
Right. Well, yeah. And usually those situations are when I'm calling you and say, hey, I got such and such in my chair.
Right.
And we have a three-way conversation.
Absolutely.
Right. Other times, yes, it's an emergency.
And you get
it. You
know,
hubby will call with something about the kids or preparing to come here.
Hey.
To the studio.
Hey.
And those instances, yeah, I'm mid-service, but I do let them know, hey, you're on speaker. Because you can tell me what you need to tell me. Mm-hmm. Be direct. Get off the phone. Do what you got to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah. I just try and get off
now
the phone.
If it's one of those things where I know you're calling me back because there was an arrangement that we had to have a conversation about something and I am mid-service, I give my client a heads up, hey, I have to take this call, excuse me, put it in my ear.
Okay.
But if I'm mid-service and we're in the middle of a conversation, I'm not going to be rude and disrespectful.
No.
This person specifically came to get service by someone that they can have a full conversation
right,
with and understand the language.
Yes.
Not to say that it doesn't happen with everybody.
Right, but still, you make yourself available for that customer service experience.
Yeah,
I get it. Listen. So I was back to it. I was able to obtain my goal and that resolution mm-hmm. because I put it in my calendar. I had that constant reminder, that accountability. So now I don't really know if it was a resolution or if I just set myself a goal because I still do it.
Okay.
It moved past.
I will consider that a goal.
Okay. So then it was a goal and I attained my goal. So I'm good at it. So now I talk to my family and they don't yell at me as often. Sometimes I forget.
Fair enough.
Thank you. So I think ultimately we've come down to the fact that I like goal setting versus resolutions.
I think we're both team goals.
I think so.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? Resolutions or goals? Let us know. And if you do, what are you doing this year? Just give us some ideas of what some of you guys are doing out there.
And how are you make it? I think that if you have a resolution, can you then set yourself up for success and give yourself metrics and action items so then you transition your resolution into a goal so then it continues to move forward mm-hmm. and then don't fall
off.
Is it
a habit?
Right. Are you habit stacking? Did you learn something new today?
Hey. I did because I've never heard that before. Habit stacking.
Habit stacking. Sounds like I'm going to eat a burger.
Habit
stacking. Habit. Get it. Ooh. Get it. We can't be together no more.
That was great.
We can't be together no more.
That was amazing. Gosh,
how did that happen?
Welcome to 2025. That was serendipity. That was serendipity. Because neither one of us knew we were going to do that.
No! We just did it. Oh, blessings. Okay. Whatever. I love it. I don't know how we got here, but I love that we got here. Lord help us. Lord help you. You enjoy it. You follow along.
You guys like the shenanigans. That's why you keep coming back.
Exactly. Have you guys caught up? Make sure you're caught up too.
And tell your sister, friend, cousin, them.
Right. Share us. Share us with the world. They'll enjoy us too, I promise. All right, guys. Listen, I hope you guys, whatever you're doing, resolutions, goal setting, whatever it is that you're doing,
I wish you
best of luck. You've got it. Find an accountability partner. Write down what you want to do. Make sure that you set up your plan effectively. And if you fall off, it's okay. Just jump back on the wagon. You've got whatever goal you've got. You made it for a reason. Don't give up on it.
All right.
See you next time, Wispies.
Hey, Wispies. Thank you for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@wineandwhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. See you next time, Wispies.